keep animals in, usually not in bed, in, say, in cold weather, because it usually doesn't get very cold at home. If an animal is sick, they'll bring it up from out of the field, put it into a smaller room on one of the side, in the side of the barn, keep it there. If they have a pig, a sow that's fixing to give birth, they kept her there until they built a farrowing house.
A what?
A farrowing house.
What is that?
It's just a big, okay, it's a building about 15 by about 50, maybe 20 by 50, divided up into little stalls, little partitioned off, and it's got a concrete floor, and that's where they keep sows that are fixing to give birth. And they, after they've given birth, they keep them there until the little pigs, the piglets, are big enough to get out into into the pasture with the mother without getting lost.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a corn crib.
Yeah.
A minute ago. Was there any other place where maybe other types of grain were kept besides just the corn crib that you can remember?
Well, you'd keep some ground grain in paper, and not paper sacks, in burlap bags in the pack house. What most farmers do is that they're usually in each town, they're large grain companies that are owned by, say, someone in town. And they have big corn bins that are round metal, say 50 feet high, and they keep corn in that. They store the farmer's corn and charge them a storage fee, and then they'll grind the corn into feed. And that's primarily where most farmers keep their grain, keep their corn, although some are putting corn bins out on their farm.
I see. Well, have you ever heard of anything called a granary around the farm?
Not as far as South Georgia is concerned. There are some silos on farms, but they're usually used to hold silage, which is chopped up. You take your corn, it can be green or it can be dried, already made, and you just grind up the whole thing, stalk, leaf, corn cob, grain and all, add a certain amount of water to it, put it in the silo, and it ferments a little bit, and you feed it to your cows, and they get very happy.
Yeah. Well, the silo that you mentioned, that's the...
That's the real big one. It's usually a couple of hundred feet high.
Shaped like, what would you say?
Shaped. Yeah. It's cylindrical. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's round, mm-hmm, with a rounded top on it.
You know, used to. I don't think you see too many of these around anymore, but before a farmer baled his hay, he would just, you know, out in the fields, pile it up into great, what do you call those things?
Shocks.
Those are shocks.
Yeah.
What size or shape would they be, generally?
Usually they're hump shaped. And they'd probably be around 20 feet high. Although now they're hay balers that you bale your hay in a roll and you just leave it out in the field. And as the cows want it, they can go and eat off it.
Now these shocks that you're talking about, are they the same thing as what some people call haystacks?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.